Hey guys, Davis back here. Hope you all are having a great week. And I'm back with another OVA review for you guys. Today's Monday. Not a big fan of Mondays, but hope everybody's having a great Monday so far. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Mine's been pretty good. I got to watching the G1, which is a wrestling tournament. For my wrestling fans out there, I haven't seen day two yet, but I've seen day one. Really good. Jay White versus Okada was really, really good. I'm surprised. Well, not surprised. I'm not. I wasn't sure how the chemistry would be, but yeah, it was a great match. Jay White really, really turned things around and really starting to come into his heel gimmick, and I'm loving it. This is a anime review, anime podcast, not a wrestling podcast, even though I can talk about wrestling all day long. But yeah, so back to OVA review for you guys. This week's OVA review is one that I very randomly came across a few weeks ago. Didn't even know it existed. It is, the Japanese name for it is Bleach Colorful Gotei Jusun Yatai Daisakusen, aka Bleach Jump Festa 2008. Jump Festa is a Shonen Jump type festival, something like an anime convention or, you know, like Twitch, like an anime convention over here, TwitchCon, or anything like that. It's a festival celebrating everything Shonen Jump. It's essentially what it is. I looked it up. I see it's still going on. I'm going to talk about some of that towards the end of this review, because I see some interesting things on there that I definitely wouldn't mind trying. But yeah, this is Bleach Jump Festa 2008. As you can see, it's 2008, so we're talking about a long time ago. I was not even aware of this OVA at all. But apparently, I would put this one on the same lines as sort of the Cowboy Bebop OVA I reviewed not too long ago, where sorry about that, guys, that's my phone. But there's not much story to it, to be completely honest. It's just about, as I'm talking, I'm turning my phone down, so sorry about that, guys. But no, this Bleach OVA is basically about all the Bleach captains and all the squad members going to the World of the Living and going to the Jump Festa. That's what we're doing here. Rukia is recording. She talks to the audience. Ichigo's recording Rukia. And Cone comes flying through the air. He's trying to flirt with Rukia. She knocks him off a cliff. That's kind of the first little opening gag. It is in Japanese, by the way. There is no dub of this. I'm sure there isn't. And I haven't watched Bleach in Japanese very often. I've seen a handful of episodes, maybe, that were just subbed, but this one was subbed, and I actually didn't mind the voice acting at all. I just got so used to the dub that I forgot what the sub sounded like. But and then we just, for about the next 10 minutes, it's a 12 minute episode, for about the next 10 to 11 minutes, we get each squad coming up with their ideas of what to make for the Jump Festa. And it's just a bunch of random gags and kind of jokes, and that's pretty much it. That is the whole OVA. It's just them coming up with ideas. Most of them are pretty outrageous. Like most of them are terrible ideas and things you shouldn't eat or digest. And that's essentially just it. It's fun. Like, it was a good waste of 12 minutes. I didn't mind it. It was fun. It was funny at times. There was the running gag. I'm trying to find the character list right now of Bleach. I don't see his name. It's the older guy in Soul Society who's like the head master. There's a running gag with him wanting to make tea. And they're just like, no. Like no tea. You're not making tea, and I don't know why they won't let him make tea, but it's a running joke, and he keeps getting furious. And then, like, at first, in like the first 3 to 4 minutes, they tell him no, no tea. Fast forward another maybe 5 or 10 minutes, not 10 minutes, of course, maybe about another 5-6 minutes, and he comes around the corner, and they're talking about making drinks. One of the squad, I think it was maybe like squad 8 or 9, mentioned making drinks, and he's like, well, I want to make tea. Tea is special, and I want to make it, and why not? And they're like, no, no tea, no tea at all. And he just bursts out in flames, and it's hilarious. That's the running gag of the show with that one. God, the squad leader who is like, I'm sorry, I haven't seen him Bleach in years. I forgot a lot of the names, but he's a squad leader who is, the science guy, the robot dude. So I'm trying to find names here. No, that's not him. But he's the squad leader who, like, he's kind of, he has like the black face paint with the horns, and he's and he wants to make these like poisonous lollipops. Like, they're lollipops with poison inside mixed with like apple flavoring and lemonade. And so when you bite into the lollipop, I don't know what you get. You get like a apple flavored lemonade poison drink or something. It's very strange. But they do approve of the popsicles. They approve of the lollipops. But of course, they make sure they make them non-poisonous. And that was pretty funny. What else was funny in this episode? Those things were funny. There's the part where they want to make flavored drinks based on each person's name. So like Ichigo is strawberry, someone else's other, like each flavor is a different flavor, and that was a pretty funny gag too. It went on for a few minutes, but yeah, not gonna go on too long with this. It's short and sweet. It gets to the point. There's not a whole lot to it. There are some jokes, there's some gags. At the end, they decide to make a squad cotton candy, where they just make cotton candy and took a picture of every squad member together and put the picture on the bag. And that was kind of what they decided to make for the Jump Festa. And I'm assuming that they actually sold these, because at the end, Rukia states that, come to the Jump Festa and you can try out all these treats that you've heard about today. We're sorry that they will be a limited run, and if they sell out, we're sorry in advance. And that's how the video ends. So I'm assuming that back in 08, when you went to Jump Festa, you could actually try these things out. And if that's true, that's pretty awesome, because I would love to have tried the cotton candy and or the light ice drinks. I think they would have been pretty cool. So yeah, that was Bleach Jump Festa. Would I recommend it? Probably not. There's just honestly not much to it. It's a 12-minute comedy special for the most part. If you enjoy watching Bleach characters kind of act a fool, then sure, go for it. It's not terrible by any means, but there's just not a lot to it. You'll laugh a little bit, and that's it. So if you're a diehard Bleach fan, diehard fans, sure, why not? Give it a watch. It'll kind of add a little something to it. So I say watch it. If you're just a casual Bleach fan, definitely skip it. And if you're a diehard fan who fell out with the show because you just weren't following anymore, also skip it. If you're not a diehard fan, it's not a must-see, that's for sure. It's good for a couple laughs, nothing more, nothing less. So yeah, that's Bleach Jump Festa 2008. Like I said, I looked up Jump Festa to kind of get an idea of what it is. I found the 2008 special that they're having, and they have this food menu that really looks, like, good. And each food is represented by a character from a Shonen Jump series. Like, for One Piece, they have Sanji, and there's his dish, which is It's called the East Southern Sea Wind Seafood Pasta with Sanjay's special made Mosiel and effing bastards. Okay, that's cool. It's like pasta with seafood, and I see shrimp and everything. And you get 2 one-piece thing, spoon and fork with it, which is awesome. Then there's a Blue Exorcist dish, which is an okamura ring and rice type of thing. And there's like these, there's Blue Flame mayonnaise. They're like, it looks like mayonnaise drops in the form of blue flames, which is, again, very cool. The dish itself looks a little iffy, though. I can't really describe anything on the plate, so we're going to pass on that one. One of the guys from Bloodfront Brothers, if I'm mistaken, that's what the name of the show is. I dropped it a long time ago, but he has a burger. It looks like a hamburger with like noodles or something on it. The Strongest Kids plate, which is a kids plate. I'm not sure what that's a reference to, but there's like fries and some more noodles and some things that look like I'm not sure what they look. I know them also on the Blue Exorcist plate. They look just as disgusting there as they do here. Not sure what that is. there's the Boruto swirl flank, which is like a rolled up donut with cream in it. Then there's My Hero Academia deep fried bombardment. It's spicy, looks like spicy chicken bites or something. They actually look pretty good. Gintama, there's a, I think it may be an egg with a chicken face on it. I don't watch Gintama, so you have to explain that to me. I don't know, but that's what it looks like. Then from Haiku, we have a pork curry warm bamboo shot with fried potato skins, aka french fries. So there's like this shot of pork curry in a cup thing with french fries. That actually sounds interesting. From Food Wars, of course, we have something that looks like, okay, they're bean paste chicken wings with chicken dumplings. And again, they look pretty good, actually. I wouldn't mind trying that. From the show Promised Neverland, or manga, I'm not sure which one it is, I've never seen that. We get essentially what's like vegetable soup or something. I see carrots and stuff like that. It's just vegetable soup. From Black Clover, we get a 5-leaf grimoire shaped bread. There's a 5-leaf clover, and each clover has a different flavor of cream in it. That looks pretty interesting. And then from Devil's Blade, we have bamboo wraps. It's Mamiko, whatever that is, which is wrapped in bamboo, and looks like it has some seaweed and stuff in it. So yeah, so I thought that was a pretty interesting menu. Each one is pretty themed, which is pretty awesome. So yeah, I'm not going to ramble too much longer here. I just wanted to kind of talk about that since I mentioned Jump Festa. I wasn't really aware of what it was exactly. But yeah, so sounds pretty cool. Ever go to Japan, I'll definitely be going. And so yeah, until next time, see you guys next week with another news hour. As always, check out the blog, takupuppy.blogspot.com. And if you've seen this OVA, let me know what you thought about it and your thoughts on Bleach in general. So yeah, till next week, have a great one, guys. Maho out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.